Right now, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court case that issued the final decision in Dobbs versus the Jackson Women's Health Organization, the landmark abortion case that overturned the national right to abortion established in Roe v. Wade. We have with us this morning Morgan Hopkins, Interim Executive Director of Campaigns and Strategies for All Above All. She's an expert on the barriers many people face when trying to get an abortion in the United States right now, and here to tell us a little bit more. Morgan, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Appreciate your time this morning to talk about this topic. And let's get to what, when that decision came down, what did it mean to you as far as what you needed to do with your organization to move forward?
Well, it was a hard day, and it's been a hard couple weeks. But for All Above All, we have always thought about this as a long-term effort. And so we're really staying focused on our vision that we have for a world where anyone can get an abortion if they need one, and it will be affordable and accessible.
Talk about how this seems to be, as some folks are pointing out, what does it mean for communities of color and people who are already sort of marginalized in the healthcare system?
Yeah, so we know this ruling will spare no one. The ripple effects will be felt far and wide in every state. So we know that some states have already moved to ban or severely restrict abortion. But from decades of abortion restrictions, we know that communities of color and people who are working really hard to make ends meet are the ones that are going to be most impacted. So we're only just a couple weeks off of the decision. So I think the full impact really remains to be seen.
Right. And after that decision, many states like Texas, Oklahoma, even here in Ohio, with different bills and rulings that have been in place, has restricted abortion on different terms, different levels for that. What is it that we can do with our elected officials that you see that, because that's really the ones who are going to be making that decision, correct?
Yes, it is a really important time to contact your elected officials and to demand that they are doing everything possible to protect the legal right to abortion in your state and also making it as accessible as possible. And if you live in a state like Ohio that has restricted abortion care, you can do a lot at the local level. So your city elected officials can maybe be more creative and bold. So we really need elected officials at all levels to be doing whatever they can right now.
One of the things in the news release sort of states abortion as a racial and economic justice issue. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, so we know that barriers to abortion care are an economic justice issue, and they are a racial justice issue because of the ways that systemic racism and economic insecurity multiply barriers to abortion care. So if you are someone who's enrolled in Medicaid, for example, your insurance does not cover abortion, and that has been true for almost 50 years. So there are communities that have not lived with the reality of Roe versus Wade already for decades. So we know that our solutions to this problem have to include economic, racial, and immigrant justice as well, so that people can really live with true abortion access.
Talking this morning with Morgan Hopkins, All Above All Interim Executive Director. Where can people find out more about some of this, get involved if they so choose, and what's the best way to do that?
You can go to our website, allaboveall.org, or you can follow us on social media at All Above All. And it's a great time to donate to your local abortion fund. There's one in Ohio, so I encourage everyone to donate locally as well.
Sounds good. Morgan, we appreciate your time this morning sharing the topic with us today.
Thank you for having me.